track 5, putting down new roots in a stunning secret garden. Everything from trees to greenhouses was transplanted when the Norfolk School of Gardening moved from one historic space to another.
Ruth Darrah never set out to earn her living from gardening, but now runs some of the country's top-rated gardening courses. Ruth began gardening as a child, growing radishes on her small patch of land at a rural Norfolk rectory. A career in marketing took her around Europe, but limited her gardening to window boxes and courtyards. When she and her family moved back to Norfolk and into a house with a garden in Bramerton, near Norwich, she enrolled on a gardening course. When it was cancelled, her disappointment soon turned to determination, and after talking to fellow students and their lecturers, she decided to set up a course herself. Two people had signed up within a couple of hours, and within a week it was full, said Ruth. I have to admit, I didn't do a lot of market research despite having worked in marketing. It was a back of the fag packet stuff and a gut feeling. I thought they were the most fantastic tutors, and Norfolk has so many wonderful gardens. There needed to be something. And that something became the Norfolk School of Gardening, which was based in the walled garden at Ketteringham Hall near Wyndham for its first 4 years. This winter it moved lock, stock, trees and greenhouses to the grounds of Bixley Manor near Norwich. Most people don't know it's here. In the winter you can just see the pink of the manor house through the trees, but most of the year it's completely hidden. It's a real secret garden, said Ruth. It is owned by the Coleman family of mustard fame and was home to Sir Timothy and Lady Mary Coleman until their deaths in 2021. Ruth has leased part of the formal gardens, a paddock where generations of Coleman children once kept their ponies, an outbuilding which has been converted into a classroom, and an historic Bolton and Paul greenhouse which would have been built in Norwich around 100 years ago. It's been joined by three more recent made-in-Norfolk greenhouses, re-erected by East Harling-based Rhino Greenhouses after being transplanted from Ketteringham. Many thousands of plants were moved too, ranging from tiny seedlings to 15-foot trees. As winter turns to spring, the paddock is being transformed into a teaching garden with a pond, an orchard, wildflower meadow, sustainable cut flower garden, woodland, raised beds and four seasonal pruning gardens planted with specimens to prune in spring, summer, autumn or winter. Ruth grew up in Wynfarthing, near Diss, where her father was the village rector and a keen gardener. If he wasn't taking a wedding, he'd be in the garden, she said. I was one of six children and we all had our own patch of garden. I grew radishes in mine and I still love growing radishes, she said. Moving her garden has been an enormous task and Ruth hopes that she's found a forever home at Bixley. A really fabulous thing about this place is that Sir Timothy was passionate about trees. He had these really unusual ones, unusual silver birches, white beams, cherries and the most fantastic cedar, said Ruth. The Norfolk School of Gardening was recently placed top in a national Gardens Illustrated list of places to do a gardening course. And Ruth said, I had a hunch people would love what we do because I knew we had brilliant tutors and a beautiful place for people to learn. I think I've been bowled over by just how much people love coming to the school and how many people come back time after time. It's the best feedback you can get. Tutors include garden experts with an international following, and Ruth said students range from people in their 20s to retired people, and from beginners to experts. We have people with small city gardens, and we have three people who open their gardens for the National Garden Scheme, said Ruth. Favourite courses range from day sessions on creating a cutting garden and gardening for year-round colour to the school's year-long diploma in garden design. Other courses are accredited by organisations including the Royal Horticultural Society and Eastern College. It also offers bespoke sessions in people's own gardens. A group of committed volunteers, who are all past or present students, are an important part of the school. Before launching the Norfolk School of Gardening, Ruth volunteered for Citizens Advice and as a prison visitor and helped found Age Space, an online organisation aiding people to find information about looking after elderly relatives. There's Mum's Net for people with babies and children, but there was so much I needed to know about finding care for my parents, said Ruth. Her husband Peter has also set up his business, the Home Team, which arranges care for elderly people in another building at Bixley Manor. I never expected to be doing this, said Ruth, But there is something really lovely about people who like gardening. I've worked in lots of places and I've never known this, where they all get on with each other and keep in touch. It's created a network of Norfolk gardeners.